It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, November 21st. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade, here to bring you the list of the highest paid women in music. I want you to start thinking now, who should be in that number one spot?
And I'll tell you about a very special religious tribute that Stockholm recently paid to native son Avicii. But first, a few of today's headlines, starting with today's family news. Pop star turned TV star Mandy Moore just married Dawes frontman Taylor Goldsmith in her backyard.
Yeah, and if you see the photos of it, her dress is amazing. It's like this frothy, fluffy pink thing. It's just absolute confection. It's beautiful.
Entertainment at the event included a performance by Jackson Browne, because why not?
Of course Jackson Browne would be there for a Dawes wedding. That's perfect.
And there's a little snippet of video you can see over at thecurrent.org of the couple duetting on the song The Things I Might Have Been, a song by the Sherman Brothers of Disney fame. Speaking of Disney and more family news today, congratulations to Aaron Carter, child star turned former child star, who's expecting his first child with girlfriend Lena Valentina. Now, how much pressure is that kid going to have when his parents go to town someday to throw an epic party?
Have a good time. The doorbell rings because the party's here. I'm cranking up the stereo like it's New Year's. Walking around the house like who's the man? Can't nobody do it like Aaron can.
Questlove has assembled a three-part, 300-track playlist for Michelle Obama's book tour.
I mean, who else do you want to put together a playlist for you? Oh. If anybody's going to do it, you want it to be Questlove. He's like the best DJ in the world at this point.
Yeah, totally. So the former First Lady is promoting her new memoir called Becoming, and the Roots leader has provided her with a, quote, Michelle Obama musicology. I think that's how you pronounce that word. I don't quite know what to do with the Q in there, but the whole 300 tracks span Michelle Obama's life from 1964 to the present.
That is impressive.
In a statement, Michelle Obama said, from the jazz and Stevie Wonder of my childhood to Prince and Earth, Wind & Fire as I came into my own as an adult, to Beyoncé, Janelle Monáe, so many others who provided the stirring backbeats of my time in the White House, music has always been a defining part of who I've become. And life's a little better when we live it to Questlove's beat.
Can you imagine if Questlove put together the beats for your life from beginning to now?
Be curious to hear. Singer-songwriter and producer Scott English has died after being hospitalized for an undisclosed illness at age 81. His performing career didn't make a huge splash, but he worked behind the scenes with artists like Carole King, Jeff Beck, Dionne Warwick, and he's best known as the writer of Barry Manilow's far and away most streamed song, even bigger than Copacabana, Mandy.
Do you think is the highest paid woman in music in 2018?
Lady Gaga?
No. It may seem unlikely, but Katy Perry is actually in the number one spot. You know, it's kind of weird because it didn't seem like it was a good year for her. In fact, a lot of people called her most recent album, Witness, a flop. But it was actually good enough to make her the highest paid woman in music. $83 million were made by Katy Perry last year. I'm talking sort of pre-tax. Well, according to Forbes count, they kind of went June to June. They said, well, she played 80 shows for her Witness tour, grossing over $1 million per night, which is bonkers to me. You may have also seen her as a judge on American Idol. That made her an easy $20 million just for sitting there and casually judging people. Coming in right at her heels is Taylor Swift with $80 million. She probably actually would have been in the number one spot, but her tour dates didn't really align with Forbes' calculations, so maybe next year she'll be in the number one spot. Beyoncé in third place with $60 million, and that just seemed really low to me. It was kind of also a slow year for her. She didn't put out a record this year. So they said, yeah, expect her to jump in the standings next year once we calculate all of her, that joint album with Jay-Z. Maybe that'll bring her up a little bit. But it's really all about the side hustles. Lady Gaga, your number one slot choice. She became a movie star this year. That helped her into fifth highest with $50 million. And if you know anything about Rihanna, she's all about that side hustle. She's got Fenty Beauty. She's got her Savage lingerie line. She took a role in Ocean's 8. So even though she hasn't toured since 2016, she's actually doing pretty well at number 7 with $37.5 million. But I think we should just bring it back to the number one lady and give a little respect to the woman on top with all of that power.
The Lutheran parish where Avicii grew up in Stockholm just paid tribute to the late artist with an EDM service.
This is my kind of church. I would go to church for that.
So apparently Pastor Olli Lillefors, I'm doing my best with that Swedish name, sorry Olli, recruited a young organist and he built a makeshift DJ booth to incorporate Avicii's music into the special service at the church in the parish where Avicii grew up when he was a kid in Stockholm. The pastor apparently delivered a sermon incorporating lyrics from Avicii songs. For example, here's a passage from the sermon. When we sit at home waiting for love, or when we are happy and want to dance, or when we feel lost, like wake me up when it's all over, music can bring love, hope, comfort, and joy.
You know, this is really sweet. For his family, for his fans, to be able to be in a spot and feel that energy and the spirit of Avicii in the room with them, that must have been a magical moment for them.
Yeah, totally. The church was absolutely packed. And there's actually another layer to this story because it's part of a trend in Sweden towards trying to experiment with church services to attract a younger audience, which, of course, probably every religious congregation everywhere in the world is looking to get the next generation of, you know, adherents to be attending their services. But in Sweden, it's one of the world's most secular countries. So Swedish churches are really feeling like they need to try some new things to get young people to come to church. Abba masses, unsurprisingly, have become common. And
Jay,
yes,
back
yes,
up.
It is
Tell
not
me
hard
more
to find
about Abba church.
I wish I knew more. Let's take a boat trip. Let's take a cruise to Sweden. Go to an Abba mass. Beyond that, apparently Swedish churches have also tried U2 masses, Sting masses, and on a more somber note, Leonard Cohen masses. And Reverend Lillefors is already planning a service featuring the music of his own favorite band, Metallica.
I'm sorry. Let me just grab my jaw off of the floor. I love this idea. I want to go. Let's go. I think we need to report live from the scene.
So that's all in the future. And hopefully someday we'll be able to attend a Metallica mass in Sweden. But right now, let's remember Avicii with his song, Wake Me Up. Jade, do you remember the first bagel you ever ate?
No.
Yeah.
Should I?
Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily remember the first bagel I ever ate, but I definitely remember being introduced to bagels as a kid. You know, my mom brought them home from the grocery store. She's like, this is a new thing, which it wasn't really, but in Duluth, Minnesota in the 80s for a Catholic kid, it was a new thing.
Well, that's always the best day at work is when it's bagel day and somebody brings it in. Everybody gets really revved up.
Yeah, and my reaction was like, oh, it's like toast, but there's more of it, and it's kind of a fun shape. These are great. I'm still a bagel lover. Well, iced tea, unbelievably, went his entire childhood and his entire adult life up to this point, never having eaten a bagel.
When I first heard about this, I was semi-shocked because he's an actor. And I feel like if you ever see the spreads of food sort of backstage at any sort of movie set, there's always bagels. What are you doing, Ice-T, just walking past a bagel and not picking it up?
And he plays a cop on TV. On Law & Order SVU, and his character is holding bagels on TV, but he says, no, TV's not real. I didn't actually eat those bagels, nor, so he says, had he ever drank a cup of coffee. Now, as it happens, there's a dating app called Coffee Meets Bagel, which makes me feel a little sus about this whole situation now, because it just seems a little too convenient that there happens to be a dating app called Coffee Meets Bagel that now very conveniently can hire Ice-T to make today's viral video in which he drinks coffee and eats a bagel, ostensibly for the first time.
Yeah, and let me tell you, not a fan of coffee.
Okay, it's not what I expected. Tastes like water. This is my first time, and I can pretty much tell you this will be the last time I'll ever drink black coffee. Why would you do that?
And then he tried a bagel.
Okay, it's not bad. It has a different consistency than a donut, but it's not bad. That one bite, I feel like I just ate a loaf of bread. People eat this whole thing.
And that's today's music news. You can see that video of Ice-T eating a bagel, if you so choose, over at thecurrent.org, where you can also read more about all these stories. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
We're going to take the next couple of days off for Thanksgiving, and we want to give thanks to you, our many listeners. This is our first Thanksgiving as a podcast. Thanks for rocking with us. And we want to thank our producers, who include Anna Wegel, Luke Taylor, Jade, and our producer today, Cecilia Johnson. And also thanks to our editors, David Safar, Brett Baldwin, and Lindsay Kimball. If you, like me, are super excited for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow and all the musical quote-unquote performances that are going to be part of it, you can jump on Twitter. I'll be live tweeting along at Jay Gabler. We will be back on Monday with more music news.